Embarking on a Christian journey is akin to setting sail on tumultuous seas under the guidance of a divine compass. Each day unfolds as a battle, an incessant struggle to navigate through life's temptations and tribulations, endeavoring to embody the purity and righteousness that mirror the essence of Christ. This journey, riddled with obstacles and tests, often leads to questioning the very feasibility of living a sin-free existence, especially in a world where sin seems not just inevitable but ingrained in the human condition. At the heart of the spiritual odyssey is the transformative moment of giving oneself over to the Lord, accepting Jesus Christ as one's Savior, and undergoing baptism, a sacred rite symbolizing purification and rebirth. This pivotal event heralds the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, a profound turning point where the ethereal becomes tangible within one's soul. However, even with the Holy Spirit's guidance, the question lingers: can one ever attain perfection in this earthly life? The Bible offers profound insights into this dilemma. Romans 3 verse 23 reminds us, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God," highlighting the universal nature of sin among humanity. Despite our best efforts and intentions, the propensity to sin is an indelible part of our being. The battleground of the Christian life is not external but internal, a constant warfare against sin and the forces that seek to undermine our spiritual integrity. Ephesians 6 verse 12 articulates this struggle, stating, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Recognizing this, we understand that our spiritual adversaries are relentless, exploiting every vulnerability to lead us astray. Baptism and the consequent infilling of the Holy Spirit mark the beginning of an intensified conflict against sin. The Holy Spirit empowers us, enlightening our conscience with conviction when we falter. This divine mechanism of conviction is God's loving correction, steering us back onto the path of righteousness. As Hebrews 12 verse 6 affirms, "For the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and chastises every son whom he receives." This divine discipline is a testament to God's unwavering commitment to our spiritual growth and sanctification. The journey of sanctification is gradual and fraught with challenges. The Holy Spirit's role is not to insulate us from sin but to fortify our resolve against it and to heighten our awareness of the pervasive nature of evil. As believers, we are called to be vigilant, to be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour, 1 Peter 5 verse 8. For those new to the faith, the allure of sin and the tactics of the enemy can be particularly bewildering. Immersing oneself in Scripture, whether through reading, listening, or engaging with faithful teachings, acts as both shield and sword in this spiritual battle. Psalm 119 verse 11 offers a strategic defense, saying, "I have stored up your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you." The word of God is both refuge and weapon, offering clarity amidst confusion and strength in moments of weakness. Despite the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, Christians are not immune to sin. The journey is marked by falls and rises, a testament to the fact that spiritual growth is an ongoing process. Romans 7 verses 19 to 20 reflects this human frailty, where Paul admits, "For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me." This admission underscores the complexity of our nature and the internal battle that rages within. Yet, there is hope. The essence of the Christian faith lies in relentless pursuit, in the unwavering resolve to rise each time we fall, buoyed by the grace of God. The act of repentance, of turning back to God, is a powerful testament to His infinite mercy and forgiveness. 1 John 1 verse 9 reassures us, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." In God's forgiveness, we find the strength to continue, to strive for holiness in the face of our inherent imperfections. The journey of faith is not one of solitude but of community. Observing fellow believers, we see reflections of our own struggles, a collective endeavor to walk in the light of Christ amidst a world shadowed by sin. This communal aspect of faith reinforces the notion that we are united in our weaknesses and in our strengths, supporting one another as we navigate the narrow path toward salvation. In the pursuit of a sin-free life, we confront the reality of our human limitations. Yet, it is in this realization that we find the true essence of faith, a relentless striving toward the ideal, powered by the grace and strength that God provides. The Christian life is a testament to the power of redemption, to the transformative capacity of divine love to reshape our lives. Conclusively, while perfection remains an elusive goal in our earthly journey, the essence of our faith lies not in the attainment of flawlessness but in the persistent endeavor to live in accordance with God's will. In the face of relentless trials and temptations, our victory is secured not by our might but by the strength of Christ within us. Philippians 4 verse 13 encapsulates this enduring truth, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." It is this divine strength that equips us to combat sin, to rise above our frailties, and to continue the journey toward spiritual maturity, fortified by the unwavering promise of God's love and mercy.